Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Do your kids eat healthy? Because, you know, there are some foods that kids just naturally want to eat that actually is considered a superfood or really, really healthy for them. And we want to get them to encourage them to eat more and more of them. My guest is Dr. Vandana Bide. She's board certified internist and pediatrician at the Mayo Clinic. So Dr. Bide, tell us about superfoods for kids. Give us a list of the superfoods that we would like our children to be eating. And then we'll talk about how to get them to eat those.
Okay, good. Well, Melanie, superfoods are foods that are not only taste good and are easily available, but also have a lot of nutrients and other kinds of things that we want our kids to be eating. The things that we commonly think about, for example, tuna fish has omega-3 fatty acids, as does salmon, so that would be considered a superfood. Lots of berries are superfoods, so blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, all the really brightly colored raspberries, including strawberries, those all have antioxidants that are super healthy for adults and for kids.
And we don't have to work on our kids to eat those. Kids
right,
love berries.
Right. So they're easy to eat. And actually, it's interesting that a lot of the superfoods are actually fruit. So things as variable as pomegranates, to kiwi fruit, to apples, to oranges, all of those have a higher than average amount of nutrients, and so we call them superfoods. And they taste good.
Now, some of them are a little bit limiting as far as price. You know, if raspberries are not in season or blueberries are not in season, they can be, you know, a little bit off-putting in the price. So then you want to find some of the alternatives. So should we think about sticking to those seasonal fruits and seasonal vegetables and feeding them that way? Because like right now, sweet potatoes, a great superfood
right.
and delicious,
exactly.
are
yep.
very inexpensive.
Oh, I think that's a good rule of thumb is to go seasonal. So right now, as you mentioned, the sweet potatoes, also pumpkin is a superfood, has a lot of vitamin A, and other antioxidants, lots of fiber. So both of those are really good options. I also tell people that it's okay to have frozen fruit. So it's certainly more expensive. It's ideal is if you can get something fresh, if you can get something that's grown locally, that's going to be the best option. But you can also have frozen food. I prefer suggesting frozen food rather than, say, canned foods or any kind of processed foods.
That's a great point, Dr. Bide, because I was going to ask you, is canned and frozen, are they as healthy for us, or are the nutrients if we take a can of peas, Le Sueur peas, for our children, or if we were to take a bag of frozen peas, is there a difference in the nutrient density?
Well, if you have frozen food that's been flash frozen, which the vast majority of frozen foods available now is flash frozen, and so it's almost the same content as having fresh food. Now, it doesn't always taste the same, so I think you can't beat locally grown fresh food over any other kind of food. But especially in winter, it's hard to get a lot of the fresh items. So I think that, in general, frozen foods are a good option. And I suggest that they're healthier than canned foods because, of course, canned foods have to have salt and other preservatives just so that they can stay good. You know, in cases of emergencies, for example, in the Northeast right now, of course, they're having a major weather emergency. And so it's good to have canned foods and other kinds of foods that are available in those kinds of situations. But if at all possible, it's important to have fresh fruit and then secondarily would be frozen food.
So now cheese and yogurt. Not difficult to get kids to eat and definitely considered part of the superfood categories, especially yogurt. And cheese, you know, is just really very good dairy for them. So speak about cheese and yogurt as superfoods.
I think especially if you can get low-fat cheeses and low-fat yogurt, I think it's a really appealing way for kids. And one of the things that I like to do that I think is sort of a super food kind of parfait, which is to have layers of yogurt and then granola, preferably the low sugar, because that it has a lot of fiber, which is good, and layer that with berries. And I think that makes a really nice, it's an appealing dish to kids, and they enjoy eating it. So it's not hard to get them to have those kinds of good dairy products. And as
and
you
that's
mentioned,
a great, beautiful breakfast, too.
Right, right. And it's perfect. It's got lots of fiber. It has lots of nutrients. And, of course, the calcium is really important, especially for growing kids. So I think it's essential that they get enough calcium in their diet to help build good bones.
So, Dr. Bide, do you like milk for extra calcium, vitamin D, or do you like almond milk or one of those kinds of milks? Which do you prefer as a pediatrician at Mayo Clinic that we are giving our children?
You know, I know that there's a lot of people who don't like milk or feel that there's concerns about milk. And I honestly think that it is a very safe and healthy food. It has a lot of protein. It has a lot of calcium. It is in the age group from 1 to 2 years of age, you would want to have whole milk. So that extra fat is actually important in brain development in kids between the ages of 1 and 2. But anybody over the age of 2, you can have low-fat milk, so 1%, 2%, or skim milk, so that you don't get all the fat and the calories that you don't necessarily need, but you still get the nutrients, which is the protein and the calcium. So I think actually milk is a very healthy alternative.
Okay, I like milk too, and I found that my kids really like black beans. And again, we're talking canned food versus maybe the dried beans, which are difficult and time consuming to soak and to make. So what about beans? Kids like, you know, the pork and beans or canned beans or, you know, all these kinds of things. And beans are really, really good for the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think any kind of beans or legumes, of course, they have lots of fiber. They are a good source of protein, especially in vegetarians. So in general, I think it's very healthy. I think you sometimes have to be careful because a lot of the, for example, the pork and bean kind of products have a lot of sugar in them, so you have to be careful with that. It's always better to make your own beans, but that, as you said, involves a lot of work, which is soaking the beans in water. And by the way, to get rid of, a lot of people complain about beans causing a lot of gas and those kinds of symptoms. And so one of the ways to get rid of the things that cause a lot of gas and stomach discomfort is to soak the beans in water and then change the water frequently. So all those excess ingredients that cause the gas will actually be washed away. So it does take a lot of work. It is healthier to make the beans yourself. But I think in a pinch, I think it's fine to have canned black beans or any other kind of bean. Just be careful, I think, with the sugar
that are in some of those baked beans. Now, in just the minute that we have left, what about eggs? And then touch on, we only have a minute, so touch on meat for children, eggs and meat.
Right. Well, I think eggs are definitely a superfood because they provide a lot of protein. You know, I think the amount of cholesterol and fat really is not a concern unless you're having multiple eggs a day. In general, I suggest no more than the equivalent of one egg a day, which, of course, most people are not having that much. So I think it's a really complete protein. It's a good thing for people to eat. And then meat, I think especially if you have low-fat meat, I think it's very healthy. You know, kids are growing. They're developing bone and muscle, so they need good protein sources. And especially things like chicken and turkey and fish, those are probably the healthiest. But I'm not opposed to eating any kind of beef or pork, especially if it's low fat. And, you know, if it's something that kids like, you have it in moderation.
Well, that is the greatest of the messages here, is that eating these things in moderation, making sure your children get a whole range of superfoods, colorful foods, healthy foods, is the way to keep our kids healthy. And that's what it's all about right here on Radio MD and Healthy Children. We'll be back.